Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit Smith Center in Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, kind of looking at your events, you had a varsity and JV both this weekend. We'll cover varsity first. You went to the Jayhusker Invite there in Marysville on Saturday, and Brogan Monty continued his great season for you, stayed undefeated, winning the 106-pound weight class, and Coe Nielsen finished in second at 113. Looked like it was a tough day of wrestling with a lot of good teams. What were your thoughts overall on Saturday?
Yeah, we found the going fairly tough. Most of our kids had trouble in their weight classes, and we saw great competition, and that was the most of it right there. We didn't wrestle. I didn't feel the greatest, but as you said, Brogan Monty continues his great season. Beat a good kid from Beatrice in the finals, and it's just having a great year. At 113, Coe Nielsen finished second in his weight class, and went up against a good kid from Beatrice in the finals. But otherwise, we need to get back in the practice room this week, and we need to continue working on some things and try to get better for the upcoming Beloit Invite.
Again, JV, was it Hayes there on Saturday? What were some of the things that stood out with their group?
Well, we had three kids medal, and this Hayes tournament is probably one of the bigger JV tournaments in the state. I mean, 30 teams involved in this, and our kids did well. At 106, Wyatt McMillan ended up winning his weight class. At 215, Brody Boudreaux won his weight class, and at 175, Nathan Latin finished second. So, good to see those kids get some matches in and bring home some medals.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Again, we'll take a break, come back, we'll preview the Beloit Invitational coming up this weekend here on KD Country 94 on the Locker Room Chats. We're also on Z96.3 through the lake, KDCountry94.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake, KDCountry94.com. Andy Nemchek still with us, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you always look forward to it, and you've got another great tournament coming up here this weekend. Friday and Saturday, you host the Beloit Invitational. Looking at this year's crop of teams and the way your team stacks up, what are your expectations for Friday and Saturday?
Well, it's always it's a great tournament involving 20 teams this year. Participating teams will be Abilene, Blue Valley Southwest, Chanute, Clay Center, Colby, Concordia, Hill City, Holcomb, Hoxie, Marysville, Minneapolis, Oberlin, Plainville, Republic County, Riley County, Salina South, Silver Lake, Smith Center, and Stockton. So, like I say, as always, you throw 20 teams like that into brackets, and it just turns out to be a great tournament, and we're looking for you know, weight classes to be very, very competitive, and as far as our team, we're going to have to wrestle well to get on the medal stand, and we're going to have to really focus on some things this week in the practice room, and mostly getting mentally ready to step in with this kind of competitive tournament.
With the crop of talent, does it compare to the past, or is this a year that has maybe more ranked wrestlers, or have you looked at that stuff yet?
I really haven't looked, but I think it compares every year when you throw these teams, and of course there's 3-2-1A teams in here, 4A teams, and 5A teams, so you know, you throw those kind of kids all together, and you're going to get weight classes that four, five, six kids in the weight class. Several weight classes will have, you know, returning state champions and state place winners back in their respective class. But You know, it's just it always just makes for a really great tournament, very competitive, and that's why teams like to come to it.
Andy Nemchak, coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team here on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake on our Locker Room Chat. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck in the invite this weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on Katy Country 94 and online at katycountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
Jason Broadfoot here on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat this week on Z96.3 The Lake, and also you can find it on katycountry94.com. Wrestling Locker Room Chat, Osborne's head coach Jason Knoll with us. And let's talk a little bit about Caden and, you know, getting that first place. I know sometimes you can get into different tournaments and the competition's a little bit different, but it is nice when you're fighting hard, maybe running up to some tough guys, but then all of a sudden you break through with the meet and take home a first place. What does that do for his confidence going forward?
Oh, he's going to carry this on for the next couple weeks, I'm sure. It just boosts the morale in the room, you know, having a good weekend and keeps their heads up. You know, he's had a couple tough weeks and he's kind of down on himself. And I was like, hey, we got to get past that. We got to perform this weekend. We got to go from week to week. We can't just judge ourselves on 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. We got to keep moving forward. So this week's going to help him out a lot. It just boosts his confidence. And I was like, see, we're right there. We just got to fix a few things. And I think we fixed a few things this week for him, and hopefully we can keep that motivation up and keep him on the straight track.
And then, of course, Friday you have to go to Thayer Central. What do you expect from there? Who do you expect to see? And what do you want your guys to carry into this weekend?
Yeah. Thayer Central is a pretty good tournament for us. There's, I think, 16 total schools. We're the only Kansas team that goes up there, so it's nice to see some different competition, you know. And we go up there, and we usually compete really, really well up there. So it's a good weekend for us to get away from some of these schools that we see every week and see some new competition. So I'm excited for this weekend. We usually go out there and do pretty good, so I'm excited to see this keep going in the straight path, get us ready for that Phillipsburg tournament in 3 weeks.
Yeah. You say 16 schools, probably a better chance for it to be a bracketed tournament in most of those weight classes. Do you like that at this point of the season, or just still want to get as many matches with the round robins?
Well, they never have done brackets up there. It's always been round robin, and so they're going to keep that going. They break it down into them 10 and 14 man round robins or 12 man round robins, but we'll still get 5 matches usually. So it'll be good for them. Keep that mat time up. Yeah. So we'll be looking at 4 to 5 matches most likely. And then they'll have our girls up there too, so hopefully we can get them 4 or 5 matches to see how they do up there.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk next week and see how their Central meet went for you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency field service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
This is Jason Broadfoot on Z96.3 The Lake this week. We're also on KDCountry94.com. This is the Wrestling Locker Room Chat, and I have Osborne's wrestling coach Jason Noel with us. And got to be kind of pleased with the effort that the kids showed in the Oberlin Invitational, the Buzz Madison Invitational this past weekend, don't you?
Yeah, they wrestled great this weekend, all of them. Sam had a couple of really tough kids from out of state, one from McCook and another from Ray, Colorado, which they're just coming off a state championship as a team, so, you know, you can expect quite a bit of good kids there, and they were still really, really good. So, and then Chris had a couple of matches with the McCook kid and the Ray kid also. But I think we should have beat that McCook kid. He struggled in the tie-up where he's strong on his feet. He got taken down a couple times and wouldn't shoot, so he kind of lost that on his own. But other than that, Zach won a couple matches there, and it was good to boost his confidence this weekend. He wrestled all right, I guess, but he's got a lot to improve. Caden wrestled really, really good. He had a couple tough matches, but come out with two wins in the first place, and that was really good for him. He needed that after the struggle he's been going through the last two or three weeks. And Grant finally made 215, so I was happy. And seeing him perform this Saturday, I am extremely happy. He won his first match. He threw a kid, and I was like, he came off the mat, and I was like, well, does it feel better wrestling people your size? And he's like, yeah, finally. I'm like, yeah, you're telling me. So it's nice getting him down there and seeing how much he's easier, how much he competes better at that weight. So hopefully he'll continue competing really good and working his butt off in practice, and we'll be preparing for our Nebraska the next few weeks. So. Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about those upcoming meets in just a moment. We'll be back with more on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat here on Z96.3 The Lake and KD Country 94. Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Brock Hutchison. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out nckssports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
This is Jason Broadfoot with the Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show, and we're on Z96.3 The Lake this week, and you can also find it on KDCountry94.com. Joining me now is Smith Center head coach Brock Hutchinson. And Coach Hutchinson, you got second place there at the Buzz Mattson Invitational in Oberlin. A lot of guys scored points for you. How do you think you fared out there this weekend?
I mean, it was just a small little tournament, six teams out there, but, you know, all the teams had some good competition to put out, step out on the mat for us. And it was fun. We also went to Superior. I don't know if you know that Friday. We placed second there, too, to a good team out of Nebraska, Conestoga. And we had everybody there that did score points for us as well. We placed second there. But, you know, I think we're getting better. We've got some young kids that right now they're just like, you know, they're losing those close matches. And if they could just get over that hump and start winning some of those post matches, they might have a little bit different opinion about the sport that they're trying to compete in right now. But we're just really, really close. And a lot of these guys are young kids. You know, my first, what, five weights are freshmen, all freshmen except for one sophomore. So we're getting better. We're getting better.
Is there one kid, it's hard to single out one or two kids, but are there a couple of kids that have really impressed you with maybe the youngsters that have improved from, say, the first day of practice to where you're at now?
You know, for example, Braxton Carr is one of those freshmen that I just got done talking about. It's hard to single out any kid, but Braxton is so close to win so many close matches, and that could help his record out tremendously. He's not sporting a very good record right now, but I think he gets frustrated and he just makes, you know, one or two mistakes, and those kids capitalize on that. And we end up losing the match 4-3 when we were up 3-2 or something like that. Or we get tied up, and then all of a sudden something happens in overtime. Or he's had so many close matches, and I hope I can just keep his head on to where he didn't get frustrated. So that's one example. You know, my son, he's wrestling at a tough weight, in my opinion, at 138. And he's one of those kids that have actually won some of those close matches. And so his record's about 500 now instead of being, you know, which it could be 6-17 or something like that. So, I'm just happy with their young guys. I'm really happy with their older kids. They've showed a lot of leadership this year. You know, it's hard to wrestle in back-to-back tournaments. It's easier to wrestle in a two-day tournament than it is to go up into Superior, Nebraska, and then all of a sudden wake up at 5:15 in the morning and hop on a bus and go wrestle at the Buzz Mattson. You know, that's harder to do than to what's coming up. The competition, and boy, it's going to be great, don't get me wrong, but it's easier to do that for kids.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk a little bit about that Beloit tournament coming up after this. You're listening to the Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show here on Z96.3 and KDCountry94.com.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Back here on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat, air on Z96.3 this week. You can also find it on KDCountry94.com. you talked about a little bit about this Beloit tournament coming up. You had Superior and Oberlin back-to-back there. As you you're getting a little bit closer to the end of the season, do you like these either back-to-back or two-day tournaments to kind of mimic what you'll see at regionals and the state tournament?
Well, regionals is just going to be a one-day tournament this year.
Oh, is it? Yeah,
it's all going to be done on Saturday, but it definitely gets you prepared for the state championship. So, yes, I've always been a firm believer in that you have to prepare your kiddos and your team and your student-athletes in a way that portrays what the championship series is, what I always call it, and how it's run. You know, regional has always been Friday, mm-hmm. Saturday, but now they've changed that. But it's going to prepare our kids for the state tournament a little bit better. And obviously, you can talk about the teams that are there at Beloit, but that's going to be a great competition for us.
Is there somebody that you're looking to maybe break out? Like, you kind of talked a little bit about some guys losing close matches. Is there someone else that might just break out a little bit here, you hope, for the last third of the season?
Well, I kind of think my heavyweight's doing pretty well at that. He's a big little freshman, you know. But he just seems like every time he steps on the mat, he gets better and better and better. But I also don't want to put a target on anybody's back either. So
right.
I'm just looking forward to going down to a tough tournament. I look forward to seeing different competition. I look forward to seeing some old coaches I haven't seen for a long time. And I say this every year, and I'm not kidding. Beloit runs a phenomenal tournament. I mean, it's just one of the better ones that's around in the area. I've said it for years and years and years. I think they could probably host a state wrestling tournament there. I mean, that's how well it's run. They've got such a good background and wrestling tradition there at Beloit that people love to help out there, and it's fun. So I'm looking forward to it. A little bit selfish on my part, but I think our kids are going to look forward to it as well. The good thing is that our kids know that they only have to practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week as well. So it's tough to go Monday through Friday and then compete on Saturday. But they just know that so we'll work really, 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 really hard Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we'll have some flowing around on Thursday and go compete on Friday and Saturday.
Well, we're looking forward to, and we'll check in with you next week and see how things went for you.
Okay, I appreciate it, Jason.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at landmarkimp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.